Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Whose car is that out front?
Mine. 1970 Pontiac Firebird, the car I've always wanted, and now I have it. I rule.
Uh-huh, where's the Camry?
I traded it in.
Shouldn't you have consulted me first?
Let me think. No, you never drove it.
Where's Jane?
Jane not home. We have the whole house.
Yeah, baby.
To ourselves. Carolyn, when did you become so joyless?
Carrie. Oh.
Joyless?
Rob.
I am not joyless. There happens to be a lot about me that you don't know, Mr. Smarty Man. There is plenty of joy in my life.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Tom Brady is my favorite.
Yay.
Eli Manning is my favorite.
Are you insane?
Just as cute as a peyote button. The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up on the show today, a pothead. We will have the Larry King interview with the pothead, and then we will move on from that to the moment of truth, where you're going to find out more about everybody on this show than you ever wanted to. And we will be on the honor system. But we will have a working lie detector in here today.
Is that this machine over here?
It's the machine. Yes, we're trying it out right now. Try out the lie detector to see if it's working.
Say something.
I am really happy with my weight loss.
That answer is false.
Damn it! God damn it!
But the lie detector works.
So much for the honor system.
The way this is going to work, we're going to do this later in the show, and it's the moment of truth. We're going to get a few listeners to get a chance to win a few $100s.
Right.
You call in, and it's quite simple. You guess whether our answer is going to be true or false. It couldn't be any simpler.
Right.
And these questions are going to really cut to the heart of all of our individual psyches.
Good, because I haven't had enough time to tell truths about me today.
Hey, look, you came to me and said this was just a quickie. You wanted to talk about this, and now we were outside talking about Rob Spiewak's J-Jar.
You're stretching it out like taffy.
Also, during the break, Joe Ardinger hit me to this thing that was on Kimmel, Jimmy Kimmel, and it's a Sarah Silverman video.
She's great.
That is just about one of the funniest things. I hope it translates to radio.
I think it will. She is so hot.
But, let's get back to
you. I'd like to see her in Butterbags.
Yeah, Butterbags would be great. Would Sarah Silverman do it for you?
Well, she would, but she wouldn't do it in Butterbags.
No, but she would do it. I think Sarah Silverman it just with a nice tight sweater.
Oh, yeah.
Be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We take you back to the saga of Rob and pleasure and getting tested. And
gathering a sample.
It's his six-week sample.
My six-week anniversary for my vasectomy.
You will be getting another checkup, this kind of checkup, at what, 12 weeks?
And another 6 weeks from today.
And then one more after that?
Right.
And then you're done.
Yes.
And then it's just mate the world away.
Well, if my marriage is still together, then yes.
But mating really is not the proper term for it.
No.
You're just going to be doing the deed.
We'll be coupling.
Okay, so we are at the you have finished.
Right.
You're done.
I am now the jar is there, and I...
The jar, do you put foil on top of it,
no,
or do you screw on
a screw-on cap.
Screw-on cap.
And a little adhesive tab.
No instructions on the side.
No, well, just the sticker that said... name, room number, and doctor.
Okay.
I guess it's like a standard hospital jar.
Now, when you go into your doctor's office after this, are you going to have to go into the waiting room?
Well, we'll get there. There's something to be told first.
You come in with your paper bag. Now, am I getting?
You are.
Ahead of myself.
So, I note
hold on, Rob. We happen to have a call first.
Naturally.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Manda? Is that really your name, Manda?
Apparently not.
Hello, Manda?
Yes.
Yes, you have a question about, don't say the word that's up here, but you have a question about Rob's produce.
Well, I have a question about if it hurt the first time he did it after his operation.
I think we might have asked you that
before.
No,
it felt great.
So the very first time, and you weren't allowed to do that until 8 days after.
Right. Actually, 8 days.
Why so curious, Amanda? Normally this would be kind of a guy's thing. Why are you so curious about this?
Well, because when my ex-husband and I did it the first time, he actually, it was like he was in a lot of pain.
Maybe it's something you did, Amanda.
It might have been you, Amanda. Why didn't the marriage last?
Because of her morbid obesity.
Amanda,
no.
did he do it for you?
Did he do it for me? Of course he did.
And then you dumped him?
After 18 years.
After now, why, Amanda? I mean, here's a guy that he made the ultimate sacrifice, like Rob is making for his wife Carrie. He actually went the distance and maimed himself.
I did. I've altered myself,
sterilized himself for the purposes of your convenience. I mean, why could you possibly not stay married to this man?
He preferred other people.
Oh, did he cheat on you?
Yeah.
Did he prefer guys?
Well, I don't know. He works down the
place. Hey, this is a serious question, Amanda. After he got his procedure, do you think that maybe that enabled him to go out and be fruitful and not multiply?
Well, I did think about that.
Uh-huh. Did it ever come up, so to speak?
I don't know. You just have to call him and ask him.
I'm sorry, Amanda. I don't want to get
too
personal.
Too busy.
Yeah. Amanda, how are things going for you now? Is there another man in your life?
I'm not married, but there is a man in my life, yes.
Did your husband cheat on you before the vasectomy or only after?
After.
Are you certain?
As far as I know.
You see, he did it afterwards. So, Rob, who knows? You might just become a sexual demon after this.
Joe, get Amanda's phone number.
Thank you for calling, Amanda. Gary, you are on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. You know, I had to go through a similar situation because when my wife and I started trying to have kids, nothing was happening, and she already had two kids from her previous marriage.
So this is the reverse thing where you're going to a fertility clinic, right?
Right. And my situation, you know, I never had a problem with taking the little cup and going to the nurses and everything. That was never an issue with me. There was only one issue that was always on my mind, the three times I had to go in the little room downstairs with the magazines and videos and stuff.
What was that?
How long is this supposed to take?
Well, I mean, it's not really relevant, is it? I mean, it's going to take...
Well, it's not, but you know, if are you supposed to... You know, were you supposed to go in there and enjoy yourself? If you get in and out in 30 seconds, is it? What does that say if it takes an hour?
Well, they didn't give you any...
I was just scared as hell. Either I'm going too fast or too slow, and I'm going to be made fun of.
Did they give you any, like, directions on that? Did they say, relax, take your time, and when you're finished? They probably didn't give you a specific time, right?
No, they didn't. It was, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, there's lots of stuff to read in here. I could actually sit in here for a while.
Right. Well, did you take time? How much time did you take?
A few minutes.
With two kids at your house, were you just happy to be away from them?
Say again?
With the two kids at the house, you were just happy to be out of the house, weren't you?
It's just about, yeah.
For him, did it all work out for you, Gary? Did everything come out okay?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, in going to the fertility clinic, the doctor was asking a lot of questions about stuff, and one of the things that came out is my wife, for another condition she has, took Motrin all the time. And the doctor looked across the table at her and said, do you realize that Motrin reduces swelling in the exact kind of tissues that need to get swollen with blood in order for you to get pregnant?
No, I'm getting all creepy in the arms right now.
So obviously, we didn't know. She stopped taking Motrin, and she got pregnant 3 months later.
Oh, all right. You were successful. Congratulations, Gary. That's good.
Motrin's a birth control.
Well, now back to the man who wanted to stop being fertile. And where were we in this story?
Gathered my sample. Screwed the green plastic lid onto the jar.
Green plastic lid?
Yeah, it is now.
Stop it.
And the jar is clear.
The jar is clear. Mm-hmm. And then I put the adhesive tab that says
Did you
sterile.
Look and admire?
I think I did all right.
I mean, did you check it out and say, hey, I've done pretty well here?
Yeah. I said, this is fine. This will do.
Was the, I'm not going to ask that kind of specific. Was the
I'm
jar.
I'm sure it was very average.
Like, it was average?
Yeah. So
somebody looking at this wouldn't go, oh, my God.
You exactly.
Know, somebody left their rice pudding in the refrigerator. It wouldn't happen like that.
And there was no danger of the jar not being big enough.
Incidentally, Joe is putting all these callers on hold and giving the descriptive word for what Rob was working on earlier today. Rich, you'd like to talk about Rob's you know what. Yeah, go ahead, Rich. Yeah, how are you?
How are you?
Good.
Good. Like some of the other fellows, had the fertility clinic experience with multiple samples. But the first time was in a waiting room, in a closed, small closed room. And I found it hard to produce.
This guy's creepy.
He is creepy.
Well, when I went out, the receiving nurse, so to speak, it turned out, was a friend.
Now, see, that's the point. The receiving nurse, I think all of these places should provide us with nursey wonders that are actually, you know, a little more conducive to what has to be done.
You want the word receiving in quotation marks.
How are the people at your urologist's office? Are they, you know, does he have a staff of lovely nurses?
There's only the two. Remember, there's the doctor.
Oh, and the hot one.
And then his hot
assistant. Was she the collector?
Yes.
How'd that go?
Well, we're getting there.
Okay. Rich, we got to go. I want to ask Rob some more questions, okay?
Okay, very good.
Congratulations on producing. I think you should be very, very thrilled.
So it was about, I guess, 11:10, 11:15, somewhere around there.
All right. You have till noon. You have finished the job.
Right.
You have showered?
No, not yet. I put the jar in the little paper bag.
Okay.
I didn't have a paper bag.
Right.
Because our kids don't take, you know, school lunch. Well, like, you know,
Tell the truth. You don't provide your children with school lunch.
No, they get...
That's how cheap he is. It's constant television watching.
They get dinner.
They get dinner one meal a day.
Good enough.
But when I grew up, you know, my mom always bought big stacks of those brown paper bags.
Right.
It was always, but I don't have
those. The Spiewak children would really need a hot lunch because breakfast is always Pebbles cereal and Cheerios. They never get a hot breakfast. Give them a hot lunch.
Only
please.
When daddy forgets to eat the donut.
So you dash into you're so, kind
no,
of on a
I
mission.
I have to go
now.
Back. What I actually had is I stopped by the convenience store at my gas station, and
you make
I
a
asked,
convenience store stop
no,
while you've got
is,
the produce.
This, now you gotta listen. This
all
is
right.
Two,
I'm listening.
This is 2 days ago, and I'm starting to realize I don't have a paper bag.
Okay.
Oh. And so I said, "Do you have a paper bag?" And
the biggest one you have. I like the one that the super deluxe bag.
And they said yes, and there was some, and I took and what they are. They're like liquor store bags.
Okay.
Very long, like you could put a loaf of French bread in it.
Sure. Very long.
Right. And thin and not flat bottom.
Kind of matches you, doesn't it, big
yeah,
boy?
Yeah. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, there we go.
And I didn't know you noticed.
Yeah, well.
So I had cut part of the top off and I put the container with the collection in it and I fold it and I set it on my dresser. Now, shower.
So it's sitting there. This is 2 days before you were going
to
do this?
No, now we're back to the present time.
Okay.
I'm sorry I'm telling the story.
I'm getting
like
very
fiction.
Confused here.
Me
the last
confused.
Time we checked in, you were naked. You had finished
still
and
am.
Put the green lid, the green St. Patrick's Day lid on top of the jar.
The festive leprechaun lid.
Are you at this point feeling like your time management
right
is,
on schedule?
Is scheduled. Okay,
right
go
schedule.
Ahead.
Take my shower. I don't shave.
How long do you shower?
My shower is probably about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm just squeaky clean and I get out. And
could have done an Elvis shower. Could have just done the pits and run right out
I
there.
I knew that we'd be together today, and I wanted to smell nice
appreciate
for you.
That.
And so I got dressed and right. put on the lovely outfit you see before you.
Yes, and it is lovely. Is that an Eddie Bauer top we have on today?
Yes, with an Eddie Bauer pair of pants.
Buzz, you've got a lovely ensemble today also.
Thank you. Yeah, dressed in black.
I didn't comment
on that today. Now, why did you shower afterward instead of before? I don't get that.
Okay,
part.
My thought was, and I could have gone either way.
Sure.
But. What if there had been a mishap?
Buzz always showers before because he
and
kind of
after.
He enjoys that musky smell but, all
I mean,
day long. The ladies like it.
What if there had been a mishap?
Well, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
A little tiny Robbie mishap. So you're out the door, and what time is it when you get out the door after your shower?
What kind of mishap would cause you to have to re-shower your entire body?
Oh, my God. He'd look like something about Mary.
I'm sorry. I'm digressing.
He'd
here.
Be like Ben Stiller.
You ever see the movie?
Where is it?
The Incredible Melting Man.
Where is it? Oh, my God. It's on the lampshade.
In retrospect, Buzz.
Hey, that's a legitimate question, though, if we're talking about you know, the sterile environment.
And
what
time.
If you could not have, like, recovered it if you missed or something like that?
No.
It has to be right in there.
Yeah. Oh, he did say that it cannot be retrieved out of a condom.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because that would take care of the sterile factor.
And I also read to make sure there wasn't anything I was missing out on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It said you want to make sure that there's no saliva mixed in.
God.
Like right. usual.
Exactly. So,
okay.
Anyway.
Oh, you just got me. Yeah, we're good. That's the E
There's
moment right there.
Saliva.
Hello,
sure.
Bob. You have a question
of
about
course
Rob.
Of course, it's Bob.
Hello,
Rob.
Bob.
Congratulations. You've now joined the group of the Naval Oranges. You're all juice and no seeds.
There you go.
You've
had it, right? I know you've had the procedure. Is that right?
Yes, I have, and I can still produce enough to shampoo a yak.
Now I'm creeped out.
You know, are you gonna? I have a
Bye.
Question. above and beyond the details of this, are you going to join these stains that call us and want to be so proud? And are you going to go to family reunions and say, I've had a vasectomy?
Mike, the only thing I'm proud of is that this procedure has allowed us to fill so far about 8 segments. I'm proud of that.
It has, because I love talking about it more than anything. Scott, you're on the Don and Mike show.
Hey, just wanted to share my experience. You know, the surgery itself, that was a nightmare. That's a whole other story. You know, when you get the lab results back, and it says, on mine, it said none found. And I proudly put that on the fridge, just like my wife did with the kids. All the
when you say none found, you're talking Scott about no swimmers at all.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's
play.
All right, I too am getting bored with this right now.
Well,
let's wrap this up.
So I hop in the car.
Yes.
And I figure it's about maybe a 20-minute drive to
right.
get there. And there's lots of rain. Mm-hmm. Lots of rain.
Yeah, it's a horrible day here in D.C. Terrible day to drive.
And a little bit of icing.
And you're out in an area where they said we were going to get some icing.
Right.
But they lie most of the time. So it wasn't as bad as they said it was.
Driving.
Right.
Slow.
Mm-hmm. You're
they are.
Yeah, but you drive slow anyway.
Oh, but I could, on this day, Mike,
right.
I would have been right there.
So if you get there at 12:01, you're screwed.
Not really.
Okay.
Because it turns out when I handed in the work, I said, now how long?
The work.
When he handed in the work.
Yeah, I'm done with my science project. I'm sorry, Rob.
They said a little over an hour was not a big deal.
Good
but
work, Mr. Spiewak.
Nice work,
that's
Rob.
Good. This is really good work.
Quality work. But, you know, when they said an hour, right. I didn't realize it was just sort of a target.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that, you know, a little more than an hour is not a big deal.
Okay.
So I'm driving as fast as I can.
Right.
And I get there, and I get to the office, and what do you know? I mean, thank goodness, there's even a parking space right up front.
Yeah.
And this is a
get
building.
Get there, and the nurse says, oh, our bag lunch is here.
I get there, and the mm-hmm. building is full of urologists. It's
okay.
like that kind of building, a medical mm-hmm. building. And
are they
I
all just
out.
Milling around in their lab coats and all that stuff?
Yes. Touching me.
They're all saying, is he here yet?
No.
Is he here yet?
So I get out of the car and I go to walk, and right in front of the door is a conclave of maybe 6 good-looking women that are smoking. And I'm thinking, you know what?
Did they you know show it to them?
I'm there with my paper bag uh-huh. and they know exactly what's going on. And you feel like that, you feel like shrinking, like in a cartoon.
Now,
there's no way
no.
to get through.
Walk proud.
When you drop off, do you drop off just the bag, or do you have to take the jar out of the bag?
I went up to the office, and I went to the good-looking lady.
And said, Merry Christmas.
And I said, how would you like to guess what's in this bag?
Did you say that
no,
to her?
I didn't.
What did you say?
I went in.
Because you're a shy boy.
I went in, and particularly in this situation.
Right.
I didn't know if it was a drop-off. I didn't know what was up.
See, I'd play it for all it was worth if I had the bag. I'd walk up to her, and I'd go, see if you can guess what's in here. Christmas has come almost a year early, baby.
So I come in, and she is on the phone, and a lot of doctor's offices have a sign-in,
yeah.
but there's no sign-in, so I just sit down.
You know, it almost sounds like fun to me. I think this weekend sometime,
yeah, it's a blast.
I'm going to try it with a jar, just for the fun
well,
of
you
it.
You skip the vasectomy part.
Then we'd be like some of those.
Where
of those,
will you find her?
Some of those. The J jar?
Yeah.
Some of those videos on the internet come to mind right
so
now.
So the lady's on the phone. I don't want to set it on the desk.
Right.
So I sit down in the waiting room in my coat and holding my bag.
Buzz, aren't you glad you're infertile?
Yeah, I don't have this problem.
I mean, you really don't have to worry.
In fact, I could save Rob the trouble in 6 weeks when he has to go back again. He could just take mine.
Yeah, why not? You know, they do that like the American Beauty. We played the tape with the guy that has the fake urine test.
But
under a microscope, my sample looks like Mike O'Mara's aquarium.
There's something caught.
Dead fish.
For the better part of a year, Rob Spiewak was paying Buzz Burbank to use his.
And, you know, and so she finally says, Mr. Spiewak.
They don't know that you're the famous Rob Spiewak.
You know, it's not a hard name, mm-hmm. but everyone murders it. And I say, yes. She says, can I have your sample?
Well, you screw everybody up with the 2 B's most of the time.
Yeah, but how does that affect Spiewak?
How many times do they eliminate the second B when you're filling out your reports and stuff?
Always.
Always. You hate that, don't you?
I do.
He likes his Rob with 2 B's.
So sure.
It's Rob with 2 B's.
It's very trendy now, but I was very early. So anyway.
Want to talk to
up.
A weird guy that wants to ask about your stuff?
Please.
All right, hold on. Hello, weird guy. You're on the air.
No, it's not. I'm not a weird guy.
Well, then we'll be the judge of that. That's how.
Well, wait. I got a good story, though.
Oh, dear. Okay, lay it on us.
Well, when I was married, my wife wanted me to get a vasectomy for a long time.
So I buried her in the backyard.
Put her in a meat chipper. Wood chipper.
Well, so then when we were getting divorced, I went and got one, and the doctor's office sent the bill to her. And she called me up. And asked me why I go ahead. All right.
Hillary liked it.
Fine.
Hillary liked it a lot.
That's the story.
But that's all you got?
Your wife got
I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So you're almost done here.
So I drop off the sample. They say, please wait. The doctor would like to speak to you.
Right.
I say, great. So he does, I guess, a quick analysis, and he comes and he tells me, he says, I am devoid of sperm, so I am sterile now.
Oh, they can find out that quickly?
Yeah, I guess it's like a, I don't know, like an easy bake oven. And he just runs it through.
he just sits there and he goes, you're devoid. No,
you're devoid of sperm. He said,
I've got a very sensitive tongue.
The phrase he used was, your pipes are clean, which made me think of Chris Elliott.
Mm-hmm. But you still have to wait.
Because there's still a 1 in 1,500 chance. And now if you think about it, that's like if you played the lottery. Well,
especially you, Mr. Every 3 days.
Exactly.
That's pretty good, Rob. Every 3 days, you are very sexually active.
1 in 1,500 chance that the spaghetti can grow back together.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep. Now, they'll check me again in 6 weeks.
What
and then
an incredible ordeal.
Then, after 6 more weeks, they'll test me again. If the spaghetti hasn't grown back together in 18 weeks, 1 in a million chance. 1 in a million. You know, I said, so there's still a chance I could impregnate my wife. Should she continue birth control? He says, either that or don't have sex.
Okay, so
I said, let's keep with birth control.
Especially every 3 days. We found that about you today, too. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Yeah. Boring.
I agree. That call was based on the spaghetti comment, Worth Rob. That's effort. What did that.
Sorry about that.
Hello. Mike, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, we're here. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got an idea for Rob. The next time he has to drop off a specimen, he should like spray some moisture on his forehead and roll it in on one of those big roller coolers and just breathe really heavy as he's, here it is.
Okay, thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate the call. I believe we've gotten to the homoerotic segment of our listening audience.
I think we've
right
all
now.
Lost interest in the topic.
Everybody has. Rob, congratulations.
Thank
I'm
you, Mike.
Happy to, I'm happy to announce to the world that you are indeed sterile.
I'm so clean you could do an operation on
right
me.
Right now you cannot produce any more babies, and
no.
You can just do it like a hound dog whenever you feel like it.
And I plan to.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Buzz, any more questions for Mr. Rob and his issue?
I think we've more than covered the topic.
I actually am really bored with it now, and I think I won't be interested in this again until maybe the mid part of next week.
You were bored when once we got past Butterbags, it was all
downhill. Yeah, Butterbags, it was all downhill.
That's what you were hoping for, and that's what you got.
But you know what doesn't bore me, Rob?
What's that?
Marijuana.
Oh, it's a delicious herbal product.
Fascinating subject, and we will have a guy that, I don't know, it says he wants to talk about pot and stoner trivia. That's what we'll be talking about next.
It's
Larry
crazy,
King.
Right?
Larry King will be here interviewing our stoner trivia, and pothead Rob Spiewak and pothead Buzz Burbank will be helping him out. Congratulations on your J-jar.
Thank you. I'm so sterile. It feels good.
And thank you for giving of yourself on the Don and Mike Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.